This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The president of the Oglala Sioux Tribe is reacting to the South Dakota governor showing up to a meeting between tribes and the federal government last week. The Pine Ridge leader says the Republican governor's actions were a distraction. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has more.
Last Friday, Governor Kristi Noem tweeted she felt it was important to show up at a meeting between various South Dakota tribes and the Biden administration. She says it was an important conversation as they discussed co-stewardship of the Black Hills. But tribal officials say it was a government-to-government meeting about Peshla, a mini prairie located in the center of the Black Hills that is considered a sacred site. The meeting was also about other sacred sites in the hills. Oglala Sioux Tribal President Frank Starr comes out, calls Governor Noem's appearance a publicity stunt for personal gain.
She wasn't on a schedule. She was definitely wasn't invited.
Starr comes out, says tribes don't play the politics game.
For her to do something like that is not only unprofessional, but showed no respect.
Starr comes out's criticism is about more than Noem's appearance at Peshla meeting. The potential vice presidential candidate has alleged Mexican drug cartel activity on several reservations and is calling for the federal government to audit the tribes. In a social media post, Noem said they can solve problems by talking. In the post, she reiterated an earlier offer to meet and work together on public safety. Starr comes out, says working with the tribes takes more than that.
The governor needs to realize that, you know, we're a sovereign nation. It requires consultation. It requires some time to set up for that consultation. And she needs to respect tribal nations.
The Oglala Sioux Tribe recently reiterated its ban on Governor Noem. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe also banned Noem from its reservation. I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Zooming across the Navajo Nation, the nonprofit Indian Girls Book Club is bringing books written by Indigenous authors to the reservation. KNBA's Hannah Bissett has more details.
So far, the tour has given out all of their books slated to hand out at each stop. They've completed three locations, all in Arizona. Their goal? To bring thousands of books to the nation.
So we have over 10,000 books that we're sharing at four different main stops in each direction.
That was Kinsale Drake, who is from Navajo Mountain, Utah. She's the founder and director of the Indian Girls Book Club. She says at each stop, they had a local medicine man present to ensure safe passage. The team also notified the local communities of their presence by working with vendors and using other means of marketing.
We have a big pinky truck that we also have zooming around the res right now, which has been so much fun. People are spotting it and honking and following it.
Drake says that their presence on the reservation is part of a mission to highlight Indigenous authors. She says currently the Navajo Nation is considered to be a book desert by the United States, meaning there is a low likelihood of 100 or more books in the home. Drake says not only do they hope to show Indigenous communities the works of Indigenous authors, but also highlight the creation of these stories in terms of cultural repatriation.
There's so much there. You really just have to take the time to listen to a community and what they need, especially with historical context.
The book club distributes various genres, from children's books to contemporary works.
Success for us is measured in terms of community involvement and really seeing an increased joy and investment in Native literature.
The tour reaches its final destination on Friday in Shiprock, New Mexico. I'm Hannah Bissett.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs Strauss Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for over 40 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Support by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium, working to ensure tribal colleges and universities are included in our higher education system. Info on 35 tribal colleges and universities at aihec.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.